Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Shreveport's city council members met yesterday to consider a $186 million bond proposal. The original proposal was set at $220 million as the outcome of the Citizens Bond Committee, but after much discussion, the council amended it by $34 million. Among items earmarked in the proposal include replacing old fire engines, building new fire stations, and a new police station, as well as numerous infrastructure projects and overall upkeep. According to Shreveport Mayor Adrian Perkins, the proposal wouldn't raise taxes, but rather be a continuation of the 6.2 mils dedicated to expiring general obligation bonds and would address shrinking property taxes, which the mayor explained recently in an op-ed to the Shreveport Times. One idea brought up was to take the old CenterPoint Energy Building downtown and renovate it to replace the current Shreveport Police Department. Currently, the 200,000-square-foot building that sits across from the Caddo Parish Courthouse comes with a $2 million price tag, which council members pointed out that it would be far cheaper than the proposed $20 million in costs for a new police station. But Councilwoman Lavette Fuller observed that by doing so, the council would be affecting property tax revenues by removing a building from the tax rolls in her district.
But that is the one thing that concerns me, is that it does take a significant piece of real estate off of the tax rolls if we make it a government building.
And so the Shreveport City Council will decide whether to call an election for voters to decide on the bond proposal in November. There previously had been talk of pushing the vote into the spring of 2020. The revised bond proposal has been divided into three areas: $32 million for water, $76 million for public safety, and $78 million for streets and drainage. Left out of the proposal was Mayor Perkins's $7 million for Smart Cities Technology Project, Economic Development, and Special Projects for Housing. Texas groups are reacting to the Trump administration's plan to significantly expand a rule that penalizes immigrants seeking permanent residency for using public benefits. As it stands now, the public charge rule applies to people who primarily rely on the government for support through cash assistance, for example. When the rule change is finalized Wednesday, using supplemental nutrition assistance programs, non-emergency Medicaid, or housing assistance will also be a strike against an immigrant's application. A wealth test is part of the rule change, too. Chasty Anderson with the Children's Defense Fund of Texas says many people are scared and have removed themselves and their children from these programs.
That's what we want to avoid, are people panicking and withdrawing their citizen children from these programs and then still applying for legal permanent residency and getting trapped by this wealth test.
The wealth test deems an income at or below 125% of the federal poverty level as a strike against the applicant. Anderson stresses that programs like WIC, CHIP, and school lunches will not be included in the rule change. The changes are scheduled to take effect 60 days after they're finalized. The National Weather Service has issued a heat warning to be in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. Temperatures are expected to be in the triple digits today, and the heat index values will be as high as 110 degrees. Currently, it's 83 degrees in Fair in Shreveport-Bossier. This is Red River Radio News.